From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm David Green.
And I'm Melissa Block. This week, Mexico celebrates its bicentennial. On the night of September 16th, 1810, Father Miguel Hidalgo gave a cry for independence. Mexico marks this as the beginning of the insurrection that ultimately ended Spanish colonial rule. But the bicentennial celebrations come at a tough time for Mexico, amid rampant drug violence and persistent social problems. So business leaders and media companies have launched a new program called the Mexico Initiative. Their goal is to lift the nation's spirits and highlight Mexicans who are doing good. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Mexico City.
Recent opinion polls confirm that the majority of Mexicans feel that their country is worse now than it was when President Felipe Calderón took over in 2006. And people are worried mostly about the spiraling drug violence. The rate of killings and the scale of the massacres appear to grow worse by the day. 2010 is on track to be the deadliest year yet in a drug war that's already claimed almost 30,000 lives. With so much energy focused on the burgeoning insecurity, there's been little talk about combating poverty, improving education, or tackling Mexico's numerous other problems.
I think that Mexico is like a sad country.
Tania Esparza is the director of the Mexico Initiative, or Iniciativa México, as it's called in Spanish. Esparza says Mexicans are frustrated and discouraged right now.
We want to recover the idea that Mexico is a great country and that is our country. Okay? That's why I think that it's good to do something like Iniciativa México in this time.
So the Mexico Initiative has put out a call for nominations of everyday Mexican heroes, people who in their villages or neighborhoods are making Mexico a better place, a local priest who works with street kids, an advocate for battered women, a student who wants to build a skateboard park. To Esparza's shock, they received 47,000 nominations. Fortunately, the project is backed by the largest media companies in the country, as well as private business groups and nonprofit organizations.
Mexico somos nosotros.
It's been accompanied by an advertising campaign featuring Javier Aguirre, who coached the national soccer team during the World Cup, and the Mexican actress Salma Hayek. In her spot, Hayek says that for Mexico to change, Mexicans have to start by changing themselves.
No hay que preguntarnos qué puede hacer México por nosotros.
Paraphrasing the Irish-American John F. Kennedy, Hayek says, ask not what Mexico can do for you, but what you can do for Mexico. There was some criticism here of these ads by Hayek, given that she lives in California with her billionaire French husband. At the Mexico Initiative, Esparza and dozens of other people are sifting through the tens of thousands of projects that have been nominated. The top 25 will be featured in spots on national television. But Esparza says this isn't a competition. This isn't about one person winning.
Iniciativa México is about the problems of Mexico, but also about our solutions to get this country a better place, okay? Because this is our home, and we want the people to know that and to take care of it.
The projects and the people deemed to be doing the most to improve Mexico will be announced in November. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.